我们的父，我们的神，你的话语是句句炼净的。
Our Father and our God, your word is pure.
我们在你面前常常有误解你的话。
Many a time we misunderstand your words.
就是我们要传说的时候，也常常表达不出来。
And sometimes we cannot make ourselves clear.
我们求主你恩待我们。
We pray that Lord you'll be gracious to us.
使我们能够了解你自己的话语。
So that we may understand your own words.
你的话语使我们成为通达的人。
Lord, your word made us to be a straight person.
让我们在主面前，一个领受你的话，我们就更多的认识你。
Lord, may we, as we receive your word, that we may understand you more.
求主让我们有专一的心来学习。
Lord, give us a wholehearted, give us one single-mindedness to learn you.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
阿门。在还没有将今天要讲的成圣之道的时候，
Before we speak on the truth of sanctification,
我要先声明几件事。
I would like to mention several things.
我在回想昨天所讲的。
As I recall what I spoke yesterday,
我觉得应该这样声明一下。
I feel that I need to bring this in.
关乎体验基督复活的大能。
And that concerns experiencing the great power of the resurrection Lord.
昨天我所用的是两个赶鬼的事情。
Yesterday I used two examples of casting demons.
我怕弟兄姊妹们误解，以为复活的大能就是赶鬼了。
I'm afraid that some of my brothers and sisters may misunderstand, thinking that the power of resurrection is identical with casting demons.
因为在主耶稣基督复活之前，他的门徒都也赶鬼过了。
For even before the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, his disciples cast out demons.
所以我要特别再声明一下，说这个体验基督复活的大能。
So I like to emphasize that in order to experience the resurrection power of Christ,
有两种不同的机会。
There are two different opportunities.
第一种就是当我们早已无可指望的时候的事情。
And the first time is when we run into things that we cannot really find our own solution.
有一件事对我们来说无可指望。
There's one thing to us is completely hopeless.
那是正如一个人是死了。
As if one person is dead.
但是我们因信基督的复活大能，仍然有盼望。
But because we trust in the resurrected power of Christ, we still have hope.
那么从绝望中得到希望，得到指望，那么那一个经验呢，就是能叫我们体验复活的大能。
So in a state of hopelessness, then we can still experience hope. This is through the power of the resurrection of Christ.
第二种的机会。
The second opportunity.
就是因为我们信心不住的长进。
As our faith grows.
这个长进是有很多因素的。
And there are many reasons for its growth.
比方说你多认识圣经里面的真理。
Perhaps because of you more understanding the truth in the scripture.
你多让圣灵来对付你自己。
And that you allowed more and more for the Holy Spirit to control you.
你的信心就长进。
And then your faith grows.
长进到你能够体验到基督复活的大能。
Until then you can experience the wonderful power of the resurrected Christ.
在你里面运行了。
Working in you.
一个基督徒他各方面都没有多大问题。
Christians may not have any problems in all the different areas.
但是他有十几年的这个抽烟的习惯。
But he may have over 10 years of smoking.
他的抽烟呢，这个抽香烟的习惯弄到从胃里面能够出烟油出来的。
Perhaps it comes to such a long time that even from his stomach.
很多人为他祷告，他真是没有办法戒除这个香烟。
Many have prayed for him, but he could not stop.
这是早一点的基督徒啊，现在的基督徒一信主他就戒除了。
These are the Christians of long time ago, and nowadays many Christians can stop smoking as soon as they believe.
有一天他站在河边。
One day he was standing by the river.
他就后来蹲在那边。
And then he kind of scooping down.
这个烟油又出来了。
And then this smoking residue comes from his own stomach.
他心灵发出一个呼吁说，主啊，你帮助我放掉这个抽烟的坏习惯。
And he cried out from his heart and said, Lord, help me to get rid of this habit.
很多人为他祷告。
And many have prayed for him.
他忽然觉得有一股力量帮助他下决心。
All of a sudden, he experienced a power that is within him that he can make a decision.
从前很多人就戴着礼帽。
Before many would put on a hat.
但是把他礼帽拿来，把那天的日子写在帽子上。从今天开始不抽烟了。
He took down his hat and put it write it down the date, and then from this day on, I'm not going to smoke.
到他老的时候，差不多快到七十岁的时候，他对我讲：“我从那一天到今天，没有再没有抽烟。”
When he was old, almost about 70 years of age, he told me that from that day on, he never smoked again.
那身体就特别好的。
And his health was much better.
那这是一个体验基督复活大能的一件事。
And this is the experiencing of the resurrected power of Christ.
因此，请大家不要误解，以为说体验复活的大能必须会干鬼，因为很多人不会干鬼，我都不会干鬼的。
So I hope you will not misunderstand that it is necessary to cast a demon in order to experience the resurrected power of Christ.
所以我这个是需要补充的。
This is a supplement I'd like to mention.
好的，那么今天我要讲成圣之道。
Today I would like to speak on the truth of sanctification.
下午我要讲生命之灵。
This afternoon I will speak on the life of the Spirit.
明天早上我要讲这个神的选召。
Tomorrow morning I would like to speak on the choice of God.
那就是我按照我所知道的圣经上的预定论。
And that is according to what I know from the scripture, predestination.
明天下午我讲的是明白神的旨意。
And then tomorrow afternoon I will speak on understanding the will of God.
所以明天上午我们是根据第八章来讲的。
So tomorrow morning we will speak on chapter 8.
下午我们也根据第八章来讲的。
And also in the afternoon.
礼拜天上午，我弄错了。明天下午我们就是后来我们讲明白神的旨意是根据十二章讲的。
When we speak on the understanding the will of God, it will be going according to chapter 12.
最后一次是讲到为主而活。
The last session will speak on living for the Lord.
我想这个题目大家都很知道的。
I'm sure that we are familiar with this topic.
我希望能够在这个题目里面提供一点新的意思，新的观念。
I would like to bring up perhaps some new ideas in this topic.
也希望我不在那里炒冷饭。
I hope that I won't just give you the old things that you already know.
好的，现在我们来讲成圣之道。
And so today we will consider the truth concerning sanctification.
成圣这个教义在圣经里面是很重要的。
This is a very important truth and important doctrine in the scripture.
在圣经里面我们可以看见有成圣的地位。
In the scripture, we can see a state of being sanctified.
第二我们有成圣的生活。
And also that we have a sanctified living.
第三我们有成圣的全部的经历。
And then we have the experience of complete sanctification.
每一个基督徒都有成圣的地位。
Every Christian has this position of being sanctified.
但是哥林多教会那么差，那么幼稚，常常纷争，他们都称为圣徒。
Even though the Corinthian church was naive and many times and there were a lot of strife, but they were also considered saints.
他们有成圣的地位，但是还没有成圣的生活。
And so they have the position of sanctification, even though they have not lived out their life as sanctified.
所以他们需要再有成圣的生活。
And so they need this.
在我们得救的时候，我们就有成圣的地位。
When we were saved, we have this standing of sanctified.
圣经称我们属主的人为圣徒啊，不是信徒，圣徒。
And so the scripture considers us who belong to the Lord as saints.
那么成圣的生活是一生追求的。
And this sanctified life is something that we seek after throughout our life.
圣经中没有告诉我们说成圣是一个经历。
The scripture never tells us that to be sanctified is just one experience.
我们不能够说1977年12月25号我成圣了。
We cannot say that on October the 25th, 1977, I am sanctified.
你可以说某年某月某日我得救了，但你不能够说某年某日我成圣了。
I can say that on such and such a day I was saved, but I cannot say that on such and such a day I'm sanctified.
那是我们一生应该学习的功课。
Because this is something that we learn throughout our life.
圣经一方面告诉我们说我们有成圣的地位。
The scripture tells on the one hand that we have the standing of sanctified.
另外吩咐我们要追求圣洁。
And then he also tells us on the other hand to seek after sanctification.
但是他也在圣经也告诉我们。
The scripture also tells us.
当我们见主面的时候我们完全像他。
When we shall see the Lord face to face, we'll be like him.
而且他要把我们完全改变过来。
And then he will transform us completely.
那一个时候我们就能够享受到那个全然成圣的福气。
And then we will enjoy the blessing of completely sanctified.
这样我们先明白这个成圣的几个阶段。And
so I think we ought to understand the various stages of sanctification.
我们就会知道怎么样来认识这个成圣之道。
Then we know how to understand and how to know the truth concerning sanctification.
先请各位看第五章。
Can you turn to the fifth chapter of the book of Romans?
第五章第一节，使徒保罗说：“我们既然因信称义，就借着我们主耶稣基督得与神相合。”
In verse 1, Paul writes, "Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ."
我们又借着他因信的进入现在所站的这恩典中。
Through him, we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand.
好，我们称义，我们与神和好。
When we are justified, we were reconciled to God.
我们会进一步的进入在神更进一步的恩典中间。
And then we would enter a step further into the grace of God.
因为称义并不是完全。
For justification is not complete.
称义只是我们的一个开始。
It is a starting point.
我们可以从称义再进到更完全的地步。
So we can start with justification and then enter into a more perfect state.
那么进到我们现在所站的恩典中，
and that we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand.
我们就有一个希望要盼望来盼望神的荣耀。
And then we have the hope of sharing the glory of God.
那就是我们以神的荣耀为荣耀。
That is, we consider the glory of God to be the glory.
在这里所讲的荣耀是关乎将来我们在荣耀里面的。
This glory refers to the future as we will be with God.
那在这个盼望神的荣耀的时间，在这一段时间里面，
and during this time as we hope for this glory,
我们会经历患难。
We may experience tribulation.
那下面就说我们在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
And then it says, even in tribulation or sufferings, we still rejoice.
那新的一本说我们是以患难为快乐。为荣耀。
Another translation is, we consider sufferings as glorious.
因为患难能够产生忍耐，坚忍，这个忍耐是坚忍的意思。
For knowing that suffering produces endurance.
那么坚忍能够生老练。
Endurance produces character.
有人翻成毅力，哪一类？
And some
刚毅的毅。
Some translate this into perseverance.
那么这个毅力能够产生盼望。
And perseverance produces hope.
那么这里就讲到我们从这个称义的地位上我们再往前进。
And so here it tells of a process whereby starting from the justification we go forward.
我们在这个时期中间就以神为我们的荣耀。
And during this time we consider God to be our glory.
到十二节那边，十二节到二十一节，就要开始讲到成圣的问题。
Then from verse 12 to 21, it tells the matter of sanctification.
那么他首先遭遇到一个问题是原罪的问题。
Then immediately we are confronted with the problem of original sin.
我发现很多年轻的人很不服这个原罪的教义。
I discovered that many young people find it difficult to accept this doctrine of original sin.
很多人觉得亚当的罪不应该算到我的身上来。
Many consider how is it Adam's sin? It's counted on me.
我还好，亚当现在去世，亚当现在在这里，每一个人都指责他了。
It's a good thing that Adam is dead, otherwise we would all point our finger to him.
是你就是你这个老人家给他弄坏的。
Because of you, it gives us all this problem.
但是我们这样想法就错了。
But if we think this way, we're wrong.
我们不要以为说神很不公道了，把亚当的罪都归到我们身上来。
Don't think that God is unjust and He can make us accountable for the sin of Adam.
我要在这里说明的第一件事是，原罪是一种不可否认的事实。
I'd like to bring out first of all the original sin is a fact that we cannot refuse.
我的祖先是黄皮的，黄种的。
My forefathers are yellow.
所以到我现在我还是黄种人。
And likewise, I am still.
我不能够埋怨为什么祖先不生我是白种人。
I cannot complain that why my forefathers did not give me as a white person.
或者黑种人。
Or as a black person.
有的黑的很美呀。
And there's some very black, beautiful people.
那我就不愿意这个黄种。
I don't like to be yellow, you may say.
但是这是一个事实的。
But that is a fact.
你不是说来定你的罪，乃是那是一件事实。
It is not to condemn you, but that it is a fact.
在这里，使徒保罗说，从亚当到摩西，死已经掌权。
And here Paul writes that even from Adam to Moses, death reigned.
十四节。
In verse 14.
从亚当到摩西，死就做了王。
Death reigned from Adam to Moses.
连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的。也在他的权下。
Even over those whose sins were not like the transgression of Adam.
亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预象。
And Adam was a type of the one who was to come.
好，原罪是一个事实。
And so original sin is a fact.
你不承认还是一个事实。
Whether you admit it or not, it is.
我有一个，我教会中间有一个姊妹。
In our church, there is a sister.
她的内脏全部坏了。
He has problem with all his inner organs.
他的面色很难看。
And he looks very pale.
不过很稀奇啊，这个病好像没有发作出来。
But it's marvelous. It didn't seem to bring out any other appearance.
那我常常说，你最好去看看医生了。我看你这身体是不太好的。
Often I would suggest to her, I think you ought to see a physician.
他说没有事，没有事，我完全没有事。我中午休息一下，我就好了。
And she said, I'm all right. I just take a little rest in the afternoon. I'm fine.
那有一天真的发高烧了。
Then one day she had high fever.
那家里面的人就送她进医院。
She was sent to the hospital.
医生说她里面的东西完全坏了。
And the doctor said all that within are just very bad.
那么我就赶快去看她了。
So I went over to visit her.
我说我是打算请她要预备心啊，见主了。
And I thought that I was going to ask her to prepare her heart to see her Lord.
她还是不承认她有病。
But she would not admit that she was ill.
不过是偶然的发热，那个伤风是什么？那不要紧。
Oh, she, I'm just having a cold, just a little fever. It's all right.
她不承认那是事实，还是事实。
She would not admit, but the fact remains a fact.
好了，半夜大风雨的时候，医院来一个电话。
Then in the middle of the night, it was stormy night.
因为她家里面没有电话。
She did not have a phone.
所以我就给我的电话给医院。
So I had given my telephone number to the hospital.
半夜了，这个电话来了。
In the middle of the night, the phone rang.
说她去了。
She left. She was passed.
我就冒着风雨啊，去告诉她的家人。
And then I went over to her family.
那个到她的那个地方啊，就是经过很多的难处。
It was difficult to go through to her home.
她否认那个事实，但是还是事实的。
She refused to accept the fact, and yet the fact remains.
所以原罪是一种事实。
And so it is with original sin. It is a fact.
就是说，在这里他说，从亚当到摩西啊，死作王。
Here it says, death reigned from Adam to Moses.
连那些不与亚当犯一样的罪过的，也在他的权下。
Even those whose sins were not like the transgression of Adam.
那是说死已经做了王了。
That death also reigned in.
虽然这个摩西之前呢还没有律法。
Even though before Moses there was no law.
这里十三节说。
Then in verse 13 it says.
没有律法之前，罪已经在世上。
That sin indeed was in the world before the law was given.
那但是没有律法，罪也不算罪。
But sin is not counted where there is no law.
那不算罪，为什么神还要来跟人家算呢？
And you said, if it's not counted sin, how is it that God keeps us accountable?
为什么神说那人还有罪呢？
Why is it that God said man has sinned?
但在这里所讲的不算罪呢，是说不追究罪的意思。
When it says sin is not counted here, it means that we will not. He said that Adam was a type of the one who was to come.
那可见神老早看见这件事，已经预备了一个新的代表了。
In other words, God has seen from long time ago that he's going to prepare another representative.
这不是基督预表亚当的亚当预表基督。
Not that Christ typifies Adam, but rather Adam typifies Christ.
那么这位新的代表来，有新的作风。
And with this new representative comes, it has new ways.
你可比较起来，亚当啊，胜过这个基督，胜过亚当是千万倍的。
If we, by comparison, that Christ was much better.
并且他为我们所带来的恩典是比亚当所犯的罪更多。
And the grace that he has brought us is much more abundant than the sin of Adam.
他的恩典更丰富啊。
Because his grace are much richer.
所以我们不要埋怨亚当把这个罪弄到我们身上来。
So we should not complain that because of Adam we are all sinful.
神知道。
God knows.
神未必预备基督。
He has prepared Christ for us.
让我们能够跟亚当的那个原罪一刀两断，完全没有，可以完全除掉的。
So that we can be completely separated from the sin of Adam.
哦，如果你是基督徒，你就不必不服亚当了。
So if you are a Christian, you don't have to complain about Adam.
啊，不要不服这个原罪论了。
And don't worry about this matter of original sin.
你一信主，你的原罪就完全解除了。
Because once you believed in the Lord, this problem is solved.
不是只有说把病除掉，而且还给你一个更丰富的生命。
Not only just to get rid of our sickness, but have given us a more abundant life.
因为在这里使徒保罗说，恩典比过犯是更多的。
Here Paul writes that grace is far richer than sin.
所以神已经替我们解决，我们就不必埋怨了。
And so as God has already solved the problem for us, we do not need to complain.
那些没有信主的人，他埋怨谁叫他们不信耶稣？
If those who do not believe and they complain, why shouldn't they believe that?
是的，大家都有原罪，受原罪的拖累，但神有更大的恩典预备了基督。
Yes, it is true that we are all burdened by the original sin, but God has a far richer grace in the Lord Jesus Christ.
最后在这里没有讲的是，我们从全部圣经会看出来。
And here there's something not mentioned clearly, but we can see it throughout the scripture.
来，启示录20章那个最后的百事宝座的审判，那些没有信主的人的犯所犯的罪。
In Revelation chapter 20, when it talked of the white throne, the judgment.
所有活着死了的人都要在神的百事宝座前被审判。
All those who were living and those who were dead have to stand for the judgment before the white throne.
你可以好好看那边呢，没有根据他们的原罪，是根据他们个人所行的。
And you would find that they were not judged according to the original sin, but rather according to their own deeds.
所以我越读圣经啊，我越觉得神是很公道的，我们不可以很放心，他不会做错事的。
The more I study the word, I discover that God is really just. We do not need to worry that he would do anything wrong.
有一个年轻的人,
a young person,
说, 有很多事情是神应该负责的，倒要我们负责。
He said that there are many things God ought to be responsible for, and yet he held us accountable.
我说你放心了，神很公道的，如果他应该负责的，他不给你负责的。
I said, don't worry, God is just. If the things that he ought to hold responsibility, he will.
我经过很多的这个人生的苦难。
I have gone through much tribulations of life.
我特别在那里认识了神的公义是非常伟大的。
And I discovered the greatness of God's righteousness.
所以一点没有错处可以找到的。
There's nothing wrong and no error we can find.
可以给你十分的放心的依靠他，他是非常公义的。
So you can completely at ease. He is very just.
所以在最后的审判，神没有说：“哎，你是亚当的后裔啊，你该死。”
In the final judgment, God did not say, "Because you are a descendant of Adam, you're worthy of death."
那案卷展开了，是照着个人所行的来受报应。
As the book is opened, everyone would be accounted for according to his deeds.
最后我们还要注意一件事，所谓成圣在圣经里面的意思。
And then we have to pay attention to one thing, the biblical meaning of sanctification.
无论是在希伯来文，或是在希腊文里面。
Whether it's in Hebrew or in Greek.
成圣或是圣洁是成为圣洁这个字。
The word sanctified or being sanctification.
有两方面的意思。
It has its meaning in two different areas.
第一方面是消极方面的意思。
First of all, from the negative point of view.
就是我们从世界中间分别出来。
And that is, we're separated from the world.
那个正面或者积极方面的意思。
And then positively,
我们与从世界中间分别出来，我们越来越像神。
As we are separated from the world, and more we'll be like God.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
我们像他就是圣洁。
And as we are like him, we will be holy also.
所以如果光是说分别出来啊，是圣洁啊，那还不够。
If we just say that one will be holy as he is separated from the world, that is not sufficient.
因为圣洁在里面意思有两面，一方面从圣洁分别出来，你越来 越像神。
Because its complete meaning has these two aspects, the negative and the positive.
我盼望我所讲的这些大家不引起 误解。
I hope this will not let you misunderstand.
那么如果你们有什么问题可以早一点提出来。
If you have other questions, I hope that you will bring them out.
现在我们进到第六章了。
Now we would enter into chapter 6.
在第六章里面有两个问题。
There is two questions brought out in this chapter.
是保罗提出来的。
Paul brought this out.
第一个问题就是第一节。
The first question is from verse 1.
他说我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound?
这是从上面引下来的。
This is a question that leads from above.
因为上面一章就讲到恩典是很多的。
For the previous chapter tells us that grace was abundant.
那么可能会有人说，那好了，恩典这么多，我们罪越多，那么它就越多了。
And so some may ask, as this is true, shall we continue in sin so that grace may abound?
第二个问题。
Then the second question.
那是在十五节。
Verse 15.
我们不在律法之下就可以犯罪吗？
Are we to sin because we are not under law?
那借助这两个问题啊，保罗讲出成圣之道来。
And from these two questions, Paul writes out and describes the truth of sanctification.
这一段经文很重要。
This is a very important passage.
我们好不好来一同念第一节到十一节
？Shall we read together verses 1 to 11?
这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中，叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可，我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着？岂不知我们的受洗归入基督，
是
人是受洗归入他的死，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，也是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着福的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。因为知道我们的旧人和他同病十字架，使罪身蒙拯救，
叫我们在罪
里
的奴仆，因为已死的人
是脱离了罪。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。因为知道基督是从死里复活，就不再死，死也不做他做他的主了。他死是像罪死了，只有一次他活是像神活的。这样你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。好的，在这里他就讲到我们不可以仍然在罪恶中来生活。
And here Paul describes that we cannot continue to live in sin.
他提出第一个理由，说我们大家都受过洗。
The first reason is that we all have been baptized.
那个受洗的用意跟意义，就是我们归入主的死和埋葬。
And the meaning and the purpose of baptism is that we enter into the burial of Christ.
那是我们的罪跟主一同埋葬。
And so our sin is buried.
现在活出来的是新的，是新的生活，而不应该是旧生活。
That we may live a new life, not an old life.
那么在这一段经文里面，很多人误解了。
I think many have misunderstood this passage.
他们就以为是借助那个洗礼的那个方式，使人能够与基督一同埋葬，一同复活。
They thought that with the method of baptism, they can.Man can be buried and dead and raised with Christ.
这是在改教之后才有这样的解释的。
This is an interpretation that exists after the Reformation.
我赞成浸礼。我赞成浸礼。
I agree with immersion.
但我认为浸礼不能够根据这一段经文。
But I don't think the baptism of immersion can be based on this passage.
那比方说，我们的解释就是说，我们好像浸水。 就是跟主一同埋葬，起来就是跟主一同复活。
Our interpretation that is, as we enter into the water, it represents our dead and burial with Christ, and then as we come out of the water, represent our resurrection with Him.
那这种的敬礼法不知道从哪里来。
I do not know where this comes from.
从来没有人知道的。
We do not know.
那是有一些人设想是应该是这样的。
But many think that it should be this way.
啊，我们晓得在圣经里面。
We know from the scripture.
就没有把这个洗礼的方式告诉我们。
It does not tell us the method whereby one is to be baptized.
那是神的智慧。
This is the wisdom of God.
但人的愚昧啊，就为了这样争个不停。
And yet the ignorance of man would like to argue about these things.
啊，就是从可以说四百多年来一直的争不停。
For the last 400 years, they've been arguing about.
但使徒保罗在这里不是那个讲到那个洗礼方式呢？是洗礼的用意和洗礼的意义。
And here, Paul is not talking about the ritual of baptism and how it should be conducted.
我们晓得我们的洗礼是根据我们每一个人都得到圣灵的洗。
For we know that our baptism is based on the fact that we have been baptized by the Holy Spirit.
那你在得救的时候，就你得到圣灵的洗。
When you were saved, you received the Holy Spirit.
不然的话，我们就跟基督无关了。
Otherwise, we have no part in Christ.
在哥林多前书十二章是说，我们都从一位圣灵受洗。
In the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, it says we have all been baptized into one Holy Spirit.
后来就说成为一个身体。
And becoming one body.
你是你，我是我，我们怎么能够？他是他吗？我们大家怎么能够在基督里面成为一体呢？
How is it that we all individuals can be of one body in Christ?
就是这是圣灵的洗。
Because it is the baptism.
你有圣灵，他有圣灵，我有圣灵。
You have the Holy Spirit. He has the Holy Spirit, and I have.
我们大家都有圣灵，因此我们在基督里面成为一体。
And since we all have the Holy Spirit, so in Christ we have become one.
好，那根据我们这个圣灵的洗，我们就来受这个水洗。
And so according to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, then we are baptized by water.
那么受水洗就是要给我们更多的注意到我们必须与主一同埋葬，一同复活。
And I think this is a point to our attention that we need to be dead with Christ and resurrected with
Christ. 不是在那讲到那个方式的问题。如果这样，如果洗礼的方式能够叫我们与主同埋葬，那么我们可以赞成某某弟兄所赞成的所说的，说可以多洗几次。
Here it doesn't consider the method of its conducting.
啊，那么因此呢，这不在乎洗礼的方式，不在洗礼的这个怎么样表演，不在洗礼的水的那个数量有多少。
And so it's not the format of baptism or the amount of water that matters.
啊，我们能够与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
The fact that we can be dead and buried with Christ and then raised from the death with Christ.
那这是因着从我们这边来是神所赐给我们的信心。
It's based that God has given us the faith.
我们借着信心与主联合。
And by faith we have been united with the Lord.
从神那边讲，这是圣灵的工作。
And from the point of view of God, it is the work of the Holy Spirit.
在哥罗西书第二章十一到十二节，这讲到我们除掉那个肉身的那个情欲。那个割礼，那种属灵的割礼，是因着信，不是因着那个洗礼。
In the second chapter of Colossians, verse 11 and 12, it tells that we are circumcised not through this water baptism, but is circumcised in heart.
那么我的意思是说，我们不能够根据这一段来讲敬礼。
My point is that we cannot, with this passage, and trying to interpret or understanding baptism.
甚至我们不能根据主耶稣的洗礼来讲敬礼。
And one step forward, we cannot, based on the baptism of Jesus Christ, to try to understand the Christian baptism.
因为耶稣基督的洗礼啊，是约翰的洗啊，不是教会的这种洗礼。
Because the baptism of Jesus Christ was the baptism of John the Baptist.
那意思我是不一样的。
The meaning is different.
啊，据历史的记载，就是在施洗约翰，就是在主耶稣之前200多年了，已经开始有这个洗礼的事情。
According to history, even 200 some years before Christ, there was this baptism.
啊，那个时候约翰洗礼用什么？主耶稣洗礼用什么
？What does it say that John baptized with certain things and Jesus Christ baptized with something?
啊，教会洗礼怎么样
？What about the baptism in the church.
所以因为当时的人全部都知道怎么样洗礼，所以圣经都没有记载洗礼了。
Because at that time, all people understand baptism, the scripture does not tell us.
啊，所以圣经所注重的不是那个方式的问题，圣经所注重的那个信心跟那个说真理的意义。
So what the scripture trying to point out to us is not the format, but its true meaning and purpose.
啊，另外一方面，有的人就根据那个敬礼的这个字，洗礼这个字的那个古典的希腊文的意思来解释敬礼。
And then some would use a classical understanding of Greek to try to interpret the meaning of baptism.
很多希腊文的圣经希腊文的学者都认为说，我们不能够根据古典希腊文的意思来解释圣经的希腊文。
But then many scholars in Greek tells us we cannot do that.
好，那么应该根据什么？
Then what should be our basis?
我找来找去，只能够根据一个历史上的一些记载。
As I search and search, I find that I could only base it on some historical facts recorded here.
在差不多主后150年到220年中间，有一个著作是二使徒遗训。
During the time of 150 years and 220 years after Christ, there is a publishing.
有一种的文件留下来。
These are manuscripts left for us.
那边讲到洗礼应该怎么样
？And it describes baptism.
那这使徒去世之后的最早的文件就是这一个。
These are the manuscripts that existed right after the death of the apostles.
我们是根据历史事件传留下来。
So according to history, this has been handed down to us.
虽然这样，我们还没有办不能够证明说现在的洗礼的方式、敬礼的方式跟从前古代是一一样的。
Even so, we cannot prove that the way we are baptized by immersion is exactly like what took place that time.
我们读新约的圣经有个原则。
As we study the New Testament, there ought to be a principle.
就是里面的比外面的更重要。
And that what is within is more important than what is without.
看不见的比看得见的更重要。
What is invisible is more important than what is visible.
就是属灵的比这个属意识的更重要。
And that which is spiritual is more important than what is just physical.
所以我们如果懂得圣经了，我们就要好好的运用，不要舍本逐末，本末的倒置过来。
And if we understand it, then we try to apply it properly and do not confuse the matter.
使徒保罗在这里不是讲到洗礼有这个功效。
And here Paul is not talking that baptism has such an effect.
乃是说你们已经洗礼了，你们孩子们还不明白这件事。
But rather, he said, you have been baptized. How does it still do not understand?
若是洗礼能够叫他们与主同埋葬了，保罗就不必再讲这些话了。
If by baptism they can be buried with Christ, then Paul is not necessary for him to write this.
因此，在这里所谓成圣啊，我们要达到成圣的那个境界，我们必须借着信心与主联合。
And so, in order to reach the state of sanctified, we have to be united with Christ by faith.
那么这也是圣灵的工作。
And this too is the work of the Holy Spirit.
他说我们受洗就是要让我们有一举一动有新生的样式。
And he said that we are baptized so that we have a new life, in our everyday walk.
像基督基督父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father.
那是我们一种希望，我们一种的信念。
And this is our hope and our faith.
第五节说我们若在他死的形状上与他联合。
And the verse 5 tells us, For if we have been united with him in a death like his.
这个形状很会给我们想到一些非常具体的事情。
And sometimes we think of very concrete things when we think of in a death like his.
是在英文用什么
?In a death like his.
对了，那个翻译的很好。就是说我们要像主耶稣的那样种的死法。
In other words, we are to die as he did.
主耶稣怎么样死，我们也怎么样死，但不是说钉十字架的那个死。
Just as the Lord dies, and so we die. But here we are not referring to crucifixion.
不是我们每一个人都要给罗马兵丁钉十字架才对。
Not that every one of us to be crucified by the Roman soldiers.
但是我们那个原则是一样的，我们跟主同钉十字架。
But the principle is the same.
乃是借着信心，我们与主，我们的罪与主同死。
That is by faith our sin is died with Christ.
那是我们跟他同死，我们就能够跟他同活。
If we are united with him in his death, then certainly we'll be united with him in
his resurrection. 在这个形状上的联合，意思是说像他一样。
The meaning is to be like him.
昨天我讲到那个效法他的死，就是受他所受的死。
Yesterday we referred to the fact that to suffer as he did.
在这里的意思是要活的。
And here we're talking about suffering, living, and living suffering. What that belongs to us is dead.
那么属于神的都活,
all that belongs to God is living.
那就是基督的死。
This is the Christ, the death of Christ.
也就是基督所讲的舍己跟从我的意思。
It is also the meaning what he says, deny oneself and follow me.
好, 这里我们就在主的死上与他联合，在主的复活上与他联合。
And here we have been united with him in a death like his and united with him in a resurrection like his.
他说我们的旧人和他同定十字架，我们的罪身就灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
And he further says that our old self was crucified with him so that the sinful body might be destroyed and we might no longer be enslaved to sin.
旧人就是我们信主以前的那一套，那个生活的一套。
And the old self refers to our old way of living before we believed in the Lord.
可能也有很好的志气啊，很好的志向，这些都不行的。
And maybe we have some very good directions and purpose in life, and all this are no good.
全部要放下来。
All of these are to abandon.
跟他同定。
And to be crucified with him.
他说，我们如果旧人跟他同定十字架，我们就不再做罪的奴仆。
And if our old self was crucified with him, then we shall no longer be enslaved by sin.
因为已经死了的人是脱离了罪。
For he who has died is freed from sin.
罪管理我们只能够在活着的时候，我们死了，他没有办法了。
Sin can only control us as we are alive. Once we are dead, sin has no way.
在日本的时代，我因为身体不大强壮，我在一个地方休养。
During the time of the Japanese in China, I had rested. Because of my health, I was taking a rest.
我自己住了一个房间。
I had a little room.
在那里休养。
And I was resting there.
隔壁一个老人家每天破口大骂。
And then there was an old person.
做罪的奴仆。
Then we shall no longer be enslaved by sin.
因为已经死了的人是脱离了罪。
For he who has died is freed from sin.
罪管理我们只能够在活着的时候，我们死了，他没有办法的。Sin
can only control us as we are alive. Once we are dead, sin has no way.
在日本的时代，我因为身体不大强壮，我在一个地方休养。During
the time of the Japanese in China, I had rested. Because of my health, I was taking a rest.
我自己住了一个房间。I
had a little room.
在那里休养。
And I was resting there.
隔壁一个老人家每天破口大骂。
Then was an old person next door, and every day he cries out for something.
这不是骂我，是骂他所有跟他住在一个大屋子里面的人。
He was not cursing me, but all those people surrounding him.
总是早上每早上要开大分信会几个钟头。
Every morning there was such this thing go on for several hours.
我真是很不耐烦。
I found it very impatient.
每一天总是这样破口大骂，他的头脑有点不对的。And
every day that's the same thing because he was a little bit wrong in his mind.
每一个人都跟他骂到没有办法的。Everyone
was scolded by him, no one could stop them.
那跟他同住的人呢，大家都不理他了，让他去骂了。And
all those who were living with him would just let him go.
到有一天忽然间没有骂了。And
one day he stopped.
原来他死掉了，死掉了就安静了，就没有事了。好，这是使徒保罗说，已经死了的人是脱离了罪。So
Paul said, he who has died is freed from sin.
我一个同乡同学和同工，那不是传道人。
I have a co-worker. It was not a servant of the Lord, but it's also a schoolmate of mine.
他这个性情非常躁急。
He is very impatient.
一生气了，他全家的人都没有办法的。
Once he's angry, and his entire family would have nothing to do with him.
但他教会工作都很热心做。
But he was very eager to serve the Lord in the church.
他还帮助我很多。
He was a great help to me.
有一天我到他家里，我说：“老兄啊，你要改了，你不能够不改。”
One day I went to his home. I said, "Brother, you need to be changed."
他说：“我这个死人的性格就是这样的。”
I would say the character of this dead person is just like that.
我说：“弟兄，您的性格如果是死人的性格，那好的无比了。”
I said, "My brother, if your character is that of a dead man, that is very."
我说死人就不会这样发脾气，不然这样计较的。
A dead person would not be so impatient.
他说没有办法，除了我死，我不能够改变。He
said, "I don't know why. Unless I'm dead, I cannot change myself."
我说能够改变。I
said, "It's possible."
你跟主一同死了。
Die with Christ.
能够改变。
Then you can be changed.
啊，后来这个人经过很多很多的对付啊，现在性情好得多了。
And after the Lord worked a long work in him, now he's changed quite a bit.
啊，他不明白这个与主同死的道理。
He did not understand this truth of being dead with the Lord.
他自称是死人的性情，其实不是啊。
He claimed that it was a character, a personality.
不是死人还有脾气吗？死人没有脾气了。
Otherwise, a dead person would not.
你破口骂他一两天，他都不会回答。
You can scold him and he wouldn't answer you.
我说死人不没有脾气的，你这个不是死人的脾气啊。
A dead person would not have a temper like that.
啊，已经死了的人是脱离了罪。
He who has died is freed from sin.
好，那么他说这样我们也要应当像基督一样。
That we are to be like Christ.
我们向着罪必须死的，向着神只有一次。他活着是向神活着的。
That we are dead to sin and life to God in Christ Jesus.
好像基督只有一次向神活的。
Just as Christ is living as alive to God.
四一节他说：“这样你们现罪当看自己是死的。”
In verse 11, you also must consider yourself dead to sin.
算，看。看自己是死的。
Consider yourselves dead to sin.
现神在基督耶稣里，却当看自己是活的。
And consider yourself alive to God in Christ Jesus.
那么你说这样看也不行啊，也常常就是心里面会想再做一些了。
But if we just consider, that's not good enough. Otherwise, we still have this urging within us.
我觉得使徒保罗在这里就是说，我们对犯罪的事情啊，我们要死心，心要死。
I think Paul is saying that.Our attitude towards sin, we must be dead in our attitude.
那么我们向神就一直活着。
But then to God, we are always alive.
那么这个意义啊，要我们自己去体会它。
I think this is something that we need to experience it ourselves.
这是使徒保罗所讲的成圣之道的第一点。
This is the first point of the truth of sanctification.
我们与主联合，我们才能够成圣。
Only as we are united with the Lord, and we can be sanctified.
在这里的联合，有人说好像那个树枝啊，在那里接木一样的。
Here we're talking about the union as if crafting on a branch.
那么接木了之后啊，这个树的这个生命的枝桠就能够这样交流。
As a branch is crafted to a tree.And then all the juice of the life can be conducted to the branch.
就能够改变它的性质的。
And you can change the nature of this branch.
我们需要与基督有很好的联合，我们才能够活出基督来。
And as we have a close union with Christ, then we can live out a life that is like Christ.
宋上些弟兄很注意这个联合，合一为圣，就是这个意思。
And Brother John Shong pay close attention to this matter of union with Christ and be sanctified.
你不能够单独自己来过成圣的生活，你必须与基督合在一起。
On your own, you can never live out a life that is sanctified. You must be united with Christ.
要记得有好多好多的神学生。
You must remember there are many, many students from seminary.
他们就跑错了路了。
And they walk the wrong way.
他们说我越追求圣洁，越不圣洁。
And they say that I seek to be sanctified, and I find I was the other way around.
整天就觉得这个人真是不得了，思想也不对，心思也不对，什么都不对。
And the more I seek after it, I felt myself was wrong all over in my thoughts and my acts and so forth.
每天早上是满心希望今天会过一个很好的一天，到晚上总是认罪的。
So every morning I had a great hope that I would live a good day, but then in the evening I can only confess all my sins to the Lord.This is very pitiful.
我们在学校里面看见学生在追求啊，我们知道他们的需要是什么。
In the schools, we see people seeking after this. We know their need.
一个弟兄告诉我，他说他在这个神学院里面两年半了，一直搞不清楚。
A brother told me that in seminary for 2.5 years, he couldn't make this clear.
我们大家尽量帮助他，他总是弄不清楚的，搞不通的。
We try our best to help him, but still he was confused.
这个弟兄是非常严谨的。
This was a brother who was very serious.
但是他想靠自己来一个圣洁。
But he did not know that he was trying to depend on himself.
当然他很多祷告了，很多祷告了。
He prayed and prayed.
但是他很多挣扎了。
He also had a lot of struggles.
越挣扎越没有办法。
The more he struggled, the more he found that it was in vain.
到一天他说就没有办法放下来，敢祷更好。
And then one day he said, "I cannot go on anymore. Just leave it, let it go." And it was better.
那就是一个德国的传教士他的见证是这样。
And this is a testimony of a German missionary.
他说他十七岁就到湖南来工作。
And he said when at 17 he came to Hunan.
那么不久就1900的那个全匪的变乱。
And afterward, there was in 1900, there was the boxing revolution.
在做了好几年，他说一直的觉得很灰心，很失望。
Then he ministered there for a few years. He was very discouraged.
他觉得这样做下去没有用处。
He found that he was not really useful.
他要怎么样尽所能的来追求都没有办法。
And he would try his best to seek after, and he could not do it.
他说到有一天，我说没有办法，我放下来，我不做了。让主做的时候，主才做得好。
He said one day when he fully realized this, and he let it go, and said, "Lord, take it over."
他说我牧母人的招牌拿下来，拿基督的招牌上来，样样都好。
So I took down the sign of certain person and I put up the sign of Christ and everything was fine.
从那个时候直到他年老的时候
From that time on until he was old
他总是喜乐欢欢喜喜为主工作
And he was always filled with joy serving the Lord.
啊，这是很多很多基督徒的这个跑到了那个迷阵里面都跑不出来的原因
And this is the reason that many Christians find themselves in a trap and cannot come out.
你太多的挣扎了。
You struggle too much.
你想靠自己可以弄到成圣的生活。
You have tried too hard to try to be sanctified on your own.
我祷告主，我一定我要到成圣的地步。
I pray to the Lord, I want to be sanctified.
啊，主说离了我，你不能够做什么。
But the Lord said, you cannot do anything without me.
其实不但不能够做，而且做得更糟。
Actually, not only that we cannot do anything, but we would do something worse.
你要自己做的还更糟。
When we tried, then it was worse.
那一个不会游水的人呢、啊？如果他叫救命的时候，他应该一个都不动最好的。
When someone is drowning, if he doesn't know how to swim, the best thing is to remain still.
他越动越糟了。
If you try to struggle, it becomes worse.
把那个救他的人抱起来，紧紧抱住，这样压下去，跟着两个人都死掉了。
And if you try to hold on to the one who saved him, and two of them, both of them may be drowned.
他如果顺服了，那还好。
If he just be submitted,
安安静静的，那很好。
Just quiet to be helped, then he will succeed.
当然，我不是说基督会给我们拉到水里面去。
I'm not saying that Christ would drag us down into water.
乃是说，很多时候就是我们的努力太多，说基督不能够工作。
But that rather, many a time we try too hard, and Christ has no way to work in us.
有的时候我们可以完全交托。
Sometimes we can give everything to him.
我们可以完全仰望他。
We can look up to him completely.
啊，你放下，你不再自己努力，那个时候主就自己工作了。
And just let go and don't struggle, and then the Lord will work.
好，第二个问题。
Then the second question.
就是十五节。
Verse 15.
他就讲到，如果不，这个十二节，十二节他就讲到，我们不要容罪在我们身上作王。
In verse 12 it says, Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies.
在十二节到十四节里面，他就说我们要把自己献给神。
Verse 12 to verse 14, Paul says that we are to offer ourselves to God.
我们如果把自己交出来了，那罪就没有我们办法。
If we yield ourselves to God, then sin has no way in us.
人家是政治难民啊，请政治庇护啊，我们就是灵性庇护。
I think this is the spiritual way of protecting oneself.
我们求主说主啊，救命救命，没有办法。
We cry out to the Lord, Lord, help me. I have no.
他就给我们来一个庇护了。
And then He will protect us.
我们把自己交出来。
As we yield ourselves.
那他讲的更详细，说把你的肢体，就是你身体上的每一部分，拿来做义的工具。
And even more clearly, he says, yield your members of your body, every member of your body, to be instruments of righteousness.
你这个整个人呢，就是都只能够做义的工具，不能够做罪的工具的。
In other words, your whole person must be an instrument for righteousness.
你把主权交出来，主就会在那里干涉。
And if you allow God to be the master, then he will interfere.
他不让罪来做我们的王。
He will not allow sin to reign in you.
他自己做我们的王。
Because he himself will reign in us.
那从前我们是在律法之下。
Before we were under the law.
那如果是说这是犹太人来说
了。To the Jews, this is true.
那现在呢？
But now,
是我们在恩典之下
we are under grace.
我们不再是靠着自己的来努力的了
So it is not depending on our own struggle.
我们是靠着主的恩典来生活的了
rather, we base our living on His grace.
罪自然而然不做我们的王
And then very naturally, sin does not reign in us.
我希望各位不要把当作一个理论
I hope that you will not treat this as a theory.
你但是你试试看
But try.
你可以试
You can try this.
试试看
Tried it.
就是你就断定你这个人啊不给罪用，你只要给神用。
If you make up your mind that you are not going to be used by sin, but rather used by God.
那么这就是送上这些弟兄所讲说归主为圣，或者奉献为圣。
This is what Brother John Song mentioned, that we set ourselves apart for the Lord to be sanctified.
若我们要成圣，
if we want to be sanctified,
我们必须与主联合。
We must be united with the Lord.
啊，等于我们不会做生意啊，主会做，我们就跟他联合。
If I'm not a very good businessman, the Lord will help me, and I'm united with him.
但属灵的是不是做生意的样子？
Oh, but the spiritual things is not as a business.
第二方面，如果我们要过成圣的生活，
Secondly, if we are to live a life that is sanctified,
我们把自己献给主，做主的用。
We yield ourselves to the Lord and let him use us.
啊，这是使徒保罗所讲的。
This is what Paul brings out here.
啊，下面从这个十五节到二十三节。
And then verses 15 to 23.
他就答复了说，我们可以在恩典中仍然犯罪吗？
Then he answered the question, are we to sin because we are not under the law but under grace?
他就从同样的发挥这个十二节到十四节的。
And in the same way, he elaborate what brought out in verses 12 to 14.
他就讲到我们既然奉献自己，我们成为神的仆人。
He said, as we yield ourselves to God, we become his servant.
基督的仆人。
The servant of Christ.
我们啊，做基督的仆人，我们慢慢，我们做，我们就成圣了。
And as we serve Christ, then we are sanctified.
那就在这里说啊，比方说这十六节。
For example, in verse 16.
或做罪的奴仆以致于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。
That if you yield yourself to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin which leads to death.Out of obedience, which leads to righteousness.
好，十九节我们大家一同念。
Let us read together verse 19.
我因为你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说：你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法；现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。啊，这是成圣的大道。
So this is a great truth of sanctification.
与主联合，
to be united with the Lord.
为主生活和工作，
and to live for him and to work for him.
啊，我知道大家很忙。
I know that you are very busy.
但是你如果能够拿一些时间来为主工作，
if you can take time out and to work for the Lord,
你慢慢你能够体会到你的灵性比没有为主工作还更强壮。
And then you will discover that your spiritual life will grow. More so than you didn't work for him.
十六章里面所讲的成圣要道是很单纯的。
This truth concerning sanctification is very simple.
与主联合跟奉献给主。
Just to be united with the Lord and yield ourselves to the Lord.
你照着这样去做，你就一生就走在成圣的道路，一直进步了。
And if you go according to this way, then you will walk on the path of sanctification.
好，我们讲到第七章。
Now we go to chapter 7.
他就会再提到一些问题。
And here Paul brings out other questions.
那第七章里面，使徒保罗就讲到，用这个律法，用法律来讲，不是那个圣经的律法，是法律，普通的法律。
And here Paul is considered from the legal understanding.
他从这个法律方面来解释。
He tried to explain to us from this point of view.
他说这个夫妇的关系啊，只能够在那个夫妇两个人都活着的时候。
And he said the relationship between a husband and wife exists only when both of them are alive.
如果夫妇两个人中间有一个人死掉了，
if one of them die,
那个夫妇的关系就没有了。
Then the relationship is no more.
他接着这样呢，就说我们既然跟律法同死，我们已经在律法上死了，所以我们就归给基督，我们就很自然的能够有个新的生活出来。
And in the same way, if we are dead to the law, then we are united to Christ. Very naturally, then we can live out a new life.
中国人对于这一点呢，有的时候很难，因为我们的旧的观念跟这些，觉得保罗用这样的例证不太好。
Sometimes this becomes very difficult to the Chinese according to the way of thinking.
好，我们就稍微提一提，这保罗的用意也是叫当时罗马的教会能够明白这个与基督同活的那个意思。
I'd like to mention that the purpose that Paul is using here is trying to help the church in Rome that they may understand living for Christ and with Christ.
好，在第七节到末了，他讲到在人在基督徒里面有两个驴。
From verse 7 on, he talked about two laws in the.
这个律是一种力量，是一种自然的趋势。
This is a power and it's a natural inclination.
这两个律啊，在那里管理我们。
And these two laws controls us.
他说一个是肉体中的罪和死的律。
And one is the law of sin and the flesh.
什么是叫做罪和死的律呢？
What is the meaning of the law of sin and death?
这个律在我们里面管我们，自然而然叫我们去犯罪，自然而然叫我们死到死的地步。
As long as this law governs us, then very naturally it leads us to sin and to death.
他说另外有个律在我们里面。
But then there is another law within us.
那是神的律。
This is the law of God.
那神的律就是叫我们能够摆脱这个罪和死的律。
And this, the law of God, is to deliver us from the law of sin.
那有的时候，一个追求神成圣的人会觉得挣扎很苦啊，我真是苦啊。
And sometimes someone who's seeking after sanctification.
谁能够救我脱离这取死身体啊
？Who can deliver me from this dead body of mine?
那好像说我们有身体，我们自然会错误，会犯罪，会有私欲。
As of saying that since we have the body, and very naturally I will sin, I will have kinds of lust and so forth.
最好不要这个身体最好了。
Maybe it's better to get rid of this body.
没有身体你就没有试探了，好像这样。
Then without the body, you would have no temptation. As if this is the case.
因此，中古时代那个修道院的人呢，他们就过着一个非常刻苦简单的生活。
And so during the Middle Ages, they have this way of life of priests and so forth, and they live a very, very pure life. They think.
他们就想啊，每天在那吃面包啊，做面包啊，实在是太费事了。
And they thought every day you have to break the bread and then eat the bread. It's too much trouble.
所以他们说一年做一次面包，那么给它弄成面包干，就吃的面包干好了。
They would break the bread once a year and then just eat dry bread for the rest of the year.
少一点肉体的工作和活动。
And so if you have a less activities of the flesh,
就是在那里对付肉体了。
And then you try to deal with your flesh.
然后就吃不饱，饿不死。
And let it will not have a full stomach, it will not starve to death either.
啊，有的人十几年了，一句话都不讲，因为一讲话就犯罪的。
Then there are those who will not say the word over 10 years, otherwise, as soon as they speak, he will sin.
他们误解了圣经上的话了。
They really misunderstood the words in the scripture.
啊，使徒保罗就是讲出很多基督徒的心灵的痛苦来。
And here Paul is describing many of the inner conflict.
他说：“我真是苦啊！谁能够救我脱离这取死的身体呢
？”He said, "Wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this body of death?"
感谢神，靠着我们耶稣主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
But thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
啊，这是成圣的道理。
This is the truth of sanctification.
我说你不能够说现在我成圣了。
You cannot say it. I am sanctified now.
如果你说今天成圣了，你明天还不成圣的。
If you say today I am sanctified, I'm afraid tomorrow you will not be.
你会发现明天的生活不如今天，你就会觉得不对了。
You will discover perhaps the next day is worse than today.
成圣是一天一生的路程。
Sanctification is a process throughout our life.
神的好意是不在我们得救的时候就让我们到他那边去。
The desire of God, He did not allow us to be called by Him as soon as we were saved.
而是要我们在经过很多的锻炼。
And so that we may be trained.
那我们到我们见主面的时候，我们才会觉得那个福气的宝贵。
And so that when we see Him, then we'll realize what a blessedness it is.
我们见主面，我们的身体完全改变。
When we shall see Him, our body will be completely changed.
啊，我们说，我真是快乐啊！我今天活在一个新的身体里面。
Then we'll cry out, "Oh, how happy and joyful I am! I live in a new body."
跟基督面对面相对。
And I see Christ face to face.
在没有罪、没有试探、没有征战。
There will be no more sin, no more temptation, and no more struggle.
没有软弱。
No more weakness.
连这个伤风都没有了。
When you even have a cold.
连最小的病都没有。
There's the least illness.
啊，那个时候我们才能够能够珍惜主所给我们的福气是多大。
And then we will realize what a wonderful blessing the Lord has given us.
啊，这是主借着使徒保罗所启示我们很宝贵的真理。
This is what God revealed to us through Paul. Very wonderful.
今天我们还在肉体中间，主要我们学习很多的功课。